from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, the Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, and award-winning beers independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. I don't know if he was born at the beach, but I'm pretty sure he was born here in Oregon. Welcome back, Hour 3, by the way, of a Schultzy and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan. The guys are out. Swag is in Hawaii. But we are talking Portland Trailblazers right now for the Daily Ticker with a very, very insider guy that has been covering basketball for years locally and nationally, been writing for local and national outlets. Now with the Blazers Banter podcast, we're talking to Eric Garcia Gunderson and former and fellow South Salem Saxon with me as well. What's going on, Eric? Good to have you on the program, man.
Dude, happy to be on. Go Saxons, baby. No, man, it's great to hear from you, and also great to talk to you. And it feels like it's a new day today in Blazerland.
I know. I am so. This is something, Eric. It's actually pretty fitting that I talk to you because we're basically the same age, mid-30s. So we know, kind of what the Blazers broadcasting situation has been. You know, since we were kids, I remember going to find games for like Portland Trailblazers live coverage on. It was like channel 27 or 28. Then it switched to like 14. I believe on my cable, it was like 93 for a bit. And that was just kind of like with some local access given to fans, but people weren't really, they weren't really notified very well about it, or there were just so many different weird little cable entities that, that we just had to search really hard before the Blazers essentially ended up on KGW and then on Comcast Sportsnet. And now after that, NBC Sports. To root, and now we end up here, Eric, where the Portland Trailblazers announcing yesterday that the Portland Trailblazers relationship with Root is done. They want to thank Root for their years of great partnership. This was, I believe, 3 years of a 4-year deal, but they are supposedly discussing new options with multiple broadcast partners, as well as including a direct-to-consumer streaming option before the start of the year. So, Eric, I just got to ask you to start what this separation from Root means for the future of fans trying to watch the Portland Trailblazers.
I think, I think locally it's going to be so much easier to watch the team play. If you've got, like digital antennas, YouTube TV, I think those kind of things where you haven't been able to watch the Blazers, I do think that you will be able to. I mean, there's several people reporting And also I've heard that, you know, local is the way. And you look around the NBA, a lot of teams have redone their distribution, particularly to Western Conference, you know, smaller market teams, Utah and Phoenix. And those teams have local over the air broadcasts on local television. And then they also have an over the top direct to consumer streaming option that you can get if you're out of market to watch all of the games if you want to, directly from the team. So there's no details yet on what that is actually going to look like for Portland, but I think that's the general idea, which I think is a huge win for fans who haven't been able to watch games. I mean, the viewership obviously has been down because they've been horrible, but I think it's also been artificially tanked a lot more by the fact that nobody could watch the game. I mean, they moved Root to like the premium, super premium sports channel, like right before the start of the season last year. And it made it even worse. They were making people pay even more money to get it, to the point where it was like, well, why am I going to do this? Like, they're tanking. Why should I give my, you know, why should I give my money to you when I know you're going to lose?
Yeah.
And so I think this is a great thing for people to just reconnect with the team and maybe get to know some of these guys that they may not know, because they are all pretty new for the most part. And I think it's a huge win for fans to be able to watch games at home much more easily than they have been over the past 3 years.
Yeah,
and I think frankly ever.
I think you're right about that. You mentioned the Phoenix Suns, which, yeah, they basically went to a local model of just putting stuff on a local, like a Channel 8, you know, KGW. For us, the Seattle Kraken recently separating from Root Sports, the same entity the Blazers just separated from, and I believe are airing their games. I think a few are making it into the Portland market here on KGW, but you're going to see them on like King 5 and Kong in Seattle. You're going to get them on another local station in Spokane, and that's all for free. And you're seeing teams now starting to do that. So essentially what you're saying, and this is literal music to my ears, Eric, is that we are going to have Portland Trail Blazers games for free on local television, easy to find. I don't have to pay for anything other than a digital antenna.
I think that that's what's going to happen. That seems like every indication that we're getting is that local is going to be where it's going to land, and it's not going to be some. I think RSNs are dead. You look around, and you know, regional sports networks. For those of you who don't know what an RSN is, it's these Root Sports, it's Comcast Sportsnet, it's you know, all these Bally Sports whatever that they have now, like that we would that carry all the baseball games, like. Mm-hmm. So, but all those, it does seem like that model is dying. And also, too, like, you know, you're in a competitive landscape now for attention with people, and you can't beat free. That's why people, you know, that's why YouTubers are taking over and people watch YouTube streams and stuff like that, because it's free. And so I think to compete in the attention landscape, I think it's a kind of a must now that NBA teams do this.
We're talking with Eric Garcia Gunderson of Blazer Banter. We're talking about the Root Sports separation that the Portland Trail Blazers have finally made. Excited to see the announcement. It has not come forth yet from the team, but excited to see exactly what their plans are for the local fan. And then, of course, options for streaming, which, I would be excited even to, like, if I'm on the go to pay to be able to stream the Portland Trail Blazers if I'm not in my home market. So you're just talking about the regional sports network model. I kind of want to get into, Eric, what you think took so long for these networks to do this. Is it just a case of like these regional networks and then the teams attached to them trying to like hold on for dear life to that cash and just kind of, you know, that old cash grab model of subscription fees that you talked about being raised up right before the season from cable subscribers and just not wanting to let that go? Or was there just maybe a lack of innovation in these boardrooms as well? I'm trying to figure out if it's one or a mix of both.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, you know, I think it's probably going to be a mix of both, because I think these ideas have been there to make the games more accessible. But I do agree. I do also think that, you know, they wanted the cash. They wanted the cash that Root was giving them. And, you know, I mean, it was definitely a bottom line thing, but I think they got to a point where it was like the money wasn't worth it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, where the fan attention is starting to slip, and it's like, you can't let that happen, especially in a, you know, a market as loyal as this, where, you know, people will still watch the games, but they just haven't had access to them. So I really think that it was definitely a mix of both, like trying to squeeze out all the money they could from the old model before it broke. And then, you know, now they've just realized that, like, we can do this. Yeah, 'cause, like, I think Utah was the first of these teams to do the direct-to-consumer streaming package, and they did that about 2 years ago. So it's definitely been there. They've definitely had the ability to do it, but I think they were definitely trying to squeeze every last drop of the money that they could.
So what do you think this means for Root Sports, essentially? The Seattle Mariners actually own Root Sports, and now the two other big teams that have been attached to them are now gone. Does Root Sports go away? I mean, as you're saying, yeah, these amounts of money, we're talking $100 to $150 million, depending on the market that you're in and the team that you are, and essentially regional networks trying to make that money up aren't able to do so. So what does that mean? Is Seattle essentially forced to, you know, start to do this themselves, even though they own the network? Like, I don't see a Root Sports lasting very long without the Blazers and Kraken attached.
I'm with you. I don't know what the future of Root Sports will hold, but yeah, I mean, it might behoove the Mariners to shut that down at a certain point, because if they don't really have a business outside of the Mariners and Mariners reruns, I don't know, you know, especially with how the team is struggling right now, I don't know that's gonna be enough to have a network. I mean, they're not exactly the Yankees.
A Graham Bensinger and a Ryan Roland Smith podcast. That's literally all other than Mariners baseball, dude. You're right, actually.
I mean, it's been a while since I've had Root, so...
It's all good, dude. I am literally a diehard Mariners fan, so I'm kind of forced into watching them. But I just piggyback on my dad's DirecTV subscription, so I cheat. getting into that money, the $100-150 million that these teams are getting, does this local deal that the Blazers are going towards now essentially say to you, because I've always had the mindset that, you know, there are ways for this money to be made up. You can add a little bit of a broadcast fee to, like, ticket sales for in-game sales. You can add that to merchandise sales. There's all kinds of ways that I do think the fan would be willing to pay as long as they are able to watch the team for free. Access always sparks interest, right? And I just wonder if that's more what's at play here, or if these teams really do think, no, we can make up this $100 million, $150 million that we're losing from these RSNs in other ways. I actually think it's possible, Eric.
I think so too, and I think you know, you bring up a great point. You talk about how we're the same age. I mean, how many we grew up in Oregon. How many Atlanta Braves fans do you know?
One.
Well, I know a bunch of them that, like, they're not from Atlanta.
Because of the TBS games. Yeah.
Because they were on TBS. And so it's like people grew up with, you could watch, it was easier to watch Atlanta Braves games when we were kids than it was to watch Mariners games. So a ton of kids became Atlanta Braves fans. And it just aligns with what you just said about access being, you know, the biggest thing. Like, that's going to spark passion. That's going to spark interest. That's going to spark people wanting to buy merch, fall in love with a favorite player, all the things that could add up to make up that money. And also too, just like, I do think there's like an almost intangible thing about just creating a little bit more energy. You have people talking about your team because people can all see it. So I think ultimately it's a big win. And I think in the long term, it will be economically very good for the Blazers that they're doing this for free, because I think ultimately that money's going to come back around in merch. People, like you just said, like, if you're out of town, getting the streaming package on top of watching them for free. I mean, I think all that stuff is going to come back around, and I think it's going to be really great, I think, for the fan base. And I think it's just a great move by the team. And I think the team president, Dwayne Hankins, deserves a lot of credit for this.
Agreed.
You know, I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, but I just wanted to say that out there. I think he deserves a lot of credit for this.
No, let's give Dwayne Hankins some props on this, because this is literally, I mean, you remember the years of being held hostage essentially by Comcast Sportsnet, that Portland Trailblazers fans without Comcast were not able to find Blazers games. And that has been going on for literally 15 plus years. So to finally see the light at the end of that tunnel, Eric, I think, yeah, we can all, like, we all own Dwayne Hankins a beer. If I ever see him at the bar, that next round is on me. And yeah, definitely got to give him some props. All right, we'll wrap it up with this, Eric. Eric Garcia Gunderson from Blazer Banter joining us. Really appreciate your time, brother. I know you got to get along, but do you think this is essentially like the model now that all teams are going to do? I mean, maybe, besides, you just mentioned Yes Network, maybe like the Yankees and Red Sox will keep Nesson and Yes going, but maybe outside of a handful of teams, do you think this is the way of the future, or will these teams that are still hanging around with Yes and Nesson try to encourage other teams to stick to that model because it's beneficial for them? What I feel like a high tide raises all boats, and I feel like Nesson and Yes are going to be holding on to that argument.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that what you're talking about with the Yeses and the Nesson, and you know, I'm thinking about the Lakers too, with the Spectrum Sportsnet in LA, and you know, I mean, the Lakers are a huge business. I'm sure they could charge an RSN locally, but yeah. But I think that's going to be few and far between. I just think most teams are starting to realize, and you know, the NBA is a league of like a big markets, small markets, you know, haves, have nots, if you will. And so I think that the RSN model is just going to be very rare. I think it may still exist in as an outlier, like Yes, like Spectrum Sportsnet with the Lakers. But I do think more teams are going to start going this way again to compete with in the attention economy. I just think it's going to make a lot of sense. And with the money that they get from the national TV deals, these NBA teams, I mean, they don't really need the local regional TV deals
to make them
that much money, because they just, I mean, they just got what, $76 billion or something from all these other networks. So I think with how big the national deals are, they could, you know, take a little bit of a bath, but I do think it will come around eventually. But I think the RSN model may not completely die, but I think it's going to be an endangered species.
I kind of hope it is, because, yeah, I don't know if you knew this, Bally Sports actually was Fox Sports Net back in the day, so that kind of just, it like came back, you know, like it was like a second life for Fox Sports Net, and then finally looks like it's going to be put out to pasture, and I'm very happy about that. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time coming on with me this morning with such short notice as well. I text Eric at like 11 p.m. last night, and he so willingly, dutifully was like, hell yeah, brother, excited to talk to you. So Eric Garcia Gunderson from Blazers Banter, please tease anything that you would like to tease about yourself. Let us know where we can find you, and any other info you want out there, man. I really appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thank you. Yeah, subscribe to the Blazer Banter newsletter, blazerbanter.substack.com. I write there on occasion when I can. I'm not writing as crazy volume, but when I do write, I try to bring the heat. So follow along. You know, we got preseason coming up in about a month. So we'll have some season preview stuff down the line, and also a look at, you know, where the roster is after all this all the moves that they really didn't make, and we'll kind of reset the team there with, you know, Chauncey going into a contract year and all that stuff. So blazerbanter.substack.com and Blazer Banter on Twitter/X.
All right, dude. Thank you so much, Eric. I'm excited. I recommend everybody go find that. And thanks again for taking the time. I know you got a busy morning ahead, but maybe we can have you on soon talking more Blazers throughout the season. And yeah, you and I got to grab a beer, brother. Really appreciate you.
Of course, buddy. Thanks for having me, Schultz. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Eric Garcia Gunderson, wave at him as he goes. Really appreciate him taking the time to come on and break down this Blazers separation from Root Sports. We'll react to that coming up next. Basketball coverage, though, on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator, to find out how you can at T-Mobile.com/switch. We'll break everything down that Eric and I just talked about coming up next here on a Schultze and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.